I really want to be.
The new film Dolphin Tale tells the true story of a dolphin that loses its tail and, with the help of a young boy, gets a prosthetic replacement. The American Humane Association worked with filmmakers to certify that no animals were harmed in making the movie. Animals are welcome at the association's Los Angeles office, where a thick book of guidelines tells Hollywood movie makers how to treat species. Karen Rosa oversees the association's film and television unit.
Everything from the smallest insect to the largest mammal. We believe that for the sake of entertainment, everybody should go home alive.
That didn't always happen in the early days of film, so the guidelines are intended to ensure humane conditions for animal actors. The new film, Rise of the Planet of the Apes, has added something new to the discussion. The apes in the film were created by computer, and no animals were used in the filming. At an event promoting the film, filmmakers found support from a prominent organization. Claire Richardson is president of the Diane Fossey Gorilla Fund, which protects mountain gorillas in Congo and Rwanda. Richardson says she appreciates the work of those who protect animal actors.
But I think we send a stronger message when we say, phase it out, people. You really don't need it.
Live animal performers have a long history, from tigers in Disney films to the thousands of creatures in the Harry Potter series, both real and digital. Karen Rosa says there is nothing like the real thing.
Capturing the real animal and its personality, the individual animal, as well as the collective representation of the species, if you will, is unique and very special that it can be presented on film.
She says the human-animal bond needs to be shown by real actors, both human and animal. Those on both sides of the debate welcome the new technology, which they say expands the capabilities of filmmakers while helping to safeguard the welfare of animal actors. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.